Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah, most gracious and most heavenly Father. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come on this brand new morning, Father God, hallelujah, to say thank you for another day that you have given us, another day that you have blessed us to rise and to shine and to give your name the praise, the glory, and all of the honor. Father God, as we come on this morning, we come confessing every sin of omission and commission. And we say thank you, Father, for your faithfulness to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, we rise and we shine and we stand on your promises, Father God. And we thank you for canceling every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has devised to come up against us, Father, as we decree and we declare that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will most definitely not come to pass. Hallelujah to your holy and hallelujah to your righteous name. Now, Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, and we thank you for it. We surrender the day back to you, and we ask that you would unfold this day according to your will, your mercies, your grace, Father God, being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Now, Father, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to each and every one of you, our listening audience. We greet you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we want to thank you, amen, for fellowshipping with us on today. Amen. As we come for our spiritual breakfast. Amen. The breakfast for champions. Amen. What is that? The word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto us. I am your kingdom coach and your host on this morning, Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Giving God all the praise, the glory, and all the honor. Woke up this morning, amen, with my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. If you are a first timer with us, we greet you, we greet you, we greet you, and we welcome you to our fellowship services. Amen. We pray that you will enjoy the services today to the extent that you just keep on coming on back. Amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. And we've been meeting here for the last 10 and a half years. Amen. Lifting up the name of the Lord. To God be all the praise, the glory, and the honor. So please enjoy the services on today. Amen. The first time we call you visitor. Amen. And the second time, amen, we call you, amen, friend, amen, and to God be praise, and to God be glory, and honor, amen, and amen. We pray that everyone is excited today, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. Why? Because the Lord has did it, amen, hallelujah. He is the one, amen, that is responsible for us making it this far, amen. So we know there's a lot going on around us. Lord have mercy, there's a lot going on, beloved, amen, but with sin aboundeth, grace does much more abound, and Jesus Christ is Lord, amen, hallelujah, and we are dwellers in the Lord's house, amen, so that should be enough, amen, to keep our faith high and to keep us encouraged and to know, amen, that God got it, amen, that the Lord, amen, is in control. Amen. And the scriptures must be fulfilled. Amen. And so we bless Jesus. All right. We have been encouraging you all of this week. Amen. Hallelujah. To rise on up. Amen. Hallelujah. And fight the good fight of faith. Oh, I'm telling you, because if you don't fight, you're going to lose. Because if you don't fight, you're going to lose. Amen. Glory be to God. As I was meditating on yesterday, amen, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I just commune with the Holy Spirit, as we all do, hopefully, and we bless the Lord. And yesterday we shared with you, amen, that you have to, you know, open your mouth and speak, glory be to God, as Jesus did. When Jesus, amen, rose up, amen, and rebuked the wind, glory be to God. And the Bible says that in the wind, amen, ceased, glory be to God. And that was right before, amen, a major breakthrough. And the devil does the same thing to us, glory be to God. He will, you know, try to cause friction and turbulence, you know, and causing the wind to be boisterous, glory be to God, to put fear in us, amen, right before a major breakthrough, especially for those of us, amen, that are walking in faith, and especially those of us out there in the forefront of what the Holy Spirit revealed and reminded me of on yesterday, is even when we're not in the forefront, you know, even when we, you know what I mean, are in the back, even when we are moving slow, Satan still, amen, will try to put fear in you, amen, to keep you there. See, every time you make up your mind, amen, I'm going to do better. Every time you make up your mind, I'm going to do a little bit more. I'm going to come out a little bit more. I'm going to exercise a little bit faith, a little bit more faith. Whenever you make a decision to take a step forward, amen, be it a baby step or a giant step, the devil will cause friction to keep it, to cause you to shrink back. To cause you to shrink back to, oh, no, never mind. That wasn't a good idea. I'm not going to do that. That's not my calling. You know what I mean? Anything that he can do, see, to paralyze you moving forward, is to stop you from moving forward. See, but when you make up your mind that you're going to participate, when you make up your mind, you're going to fight the good fight of faith. When you make up your mind, you're going to get a little radical. When you make up your mind, see, and then he, it's like he'll come in and say, boom. You know how we would play when we was children, amen, and run up on one another and say, boom, you know what I mean, and so, sort of startle you. Well, that's what the Satan will do. See, he'll huff and puff, amen, and threaten to blow your house down, amen, boom, amen, to say, you know, to startle you, see. And so now you can step back into your comfort zone. And what happens most of the time, instead of you stepping back, you step back like two steps. You're only taking one step forward. But when Satan puts fear in you like that, you step back two steps, sometimes three. Amen. So the truth of the matter is that Satan doesn't like any of us. No. He see when he was evicted out of heaven, the Bible says Satan fell from heaven. Now we're not gonna go there right now, amen. But he fell, amen. The Bible tells us in the New Testament that Judas fell. We gotta be careful that we don't fall, saints. You know, some people believe that you can't fall. There's some believers that believe that you can't fall from grace. Yeah, well, we beg to differ. Why? Because we have the word. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of Jesus. We have the word. When I was, amen, sharing with my grandsons on yesterday, and we was going through our little Bible study. Amen. Glory be to God. So I have these real interesting books, amen, to help children to learn, amen. And so we were going through that, and that we had the scripture reference, amen, for what they was learning, amen. So after we read in the books and they and I questioned them, and they did well. I said, now, okay, pull out your Bible. Okay, now this scripture reference. Okay, now, how do you find this? Now, what is this? They said, okay, Genesis 2nd chapter 5. I said, okay, here's the book. Here's the Bible. Okay, now open it. Okay, and they went to Genesis 2 and 5. I said, now read it. Now read it. So does the Bible say that Eve bit an apple? Yeah, they did. Okay, all right. Now here's with Genesis. What? Okay, now so they went to. I said, now read it. I said, okay. Now where does it say apple? I said, yeah. See, that's what you have to do. So you always have to, you know, reference what you hear and what you read in the Word. It ain't in the Word, is it? Now, she bit a fruit. Yes, she did bite a fruit. But how do we know it wasn't a peach? And I got some sweet peaches on my counter. My God. Oh, my goodness. I went to the supermarket. I knew my grandchildren was coming over. Glory be to God. And I put these peaches. My God, they sweet. Oh, my God. And so how do you know it wasn't a peach? See, and so, beloved, amen. So we want to thank God for the Word, the whole Word, and nothing but the Word. Amen. You have to know the Word. You have to know the Word. I hear some preachers, amen, talking about Adam and Eve bit the apple. It might have been the apple, but the Bible doesn't say it was an apple. So we can't make up stuff. Amen. We can't make up stuff. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. And so we want to continue on today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And to God be praise. And to God be glory. Amen. And to God be all of the honor. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Beloved, you have been delivered from Satan's power. You have been. You're not going to be. Amen. The Bible tells us, beloved, that as a born-again believer, you have already been delivered from Satan's power through the victorious, redemptive work of Jesus Christ. And you know what? And we shouldn't be waiting to one day a year. We shouldn't be waiting to Easter and resurrection and Christmas to be celebrating, amen, the work, amen, that Jesus did. We ought to be giving God some praise every day, amen, for the finished work of Calvary, amen, because that's how marvelous, amen, that work is. When we really, really get into the true meaning, amen, of what Jesus did for you and for me. So, beloved, we have to make sure that you keep that wonderful truth in mind the next time you have to deal with the devil's attack on your life, which we have been talking about all of this week. Amen. The devil walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. The devil, amen, trying to swing at you. The devil, glory be to God. And sometimes he'll get us. Sometimes he will. Glory be to God. As we shared with you on last week, glory be to God, we are not. Sometimes we are knocked down, but we are not knocked out. Glory be to God. Amen. And every time the devil hit us with one, we got to hit him back. Amen. Glory be to God. But we know it's not a flesh and a blood, a battle, beloved. See? Don't try to defeat a spiritual enemy with fleshly weapons and techniques. See? Because fleshly weapons are for fighting fleshly adversaries. Okay? Like, you know, like what's happening here in our world today. They're not even fighting. As I was talking to my granddaughter on earlier this week, glory be to God, and you can't even have an argument. You know, now in today's time, you can't even have a heated argument because what the first thing, okay, they're going to think about, you know what I mean, is pulling out their gun to settle the issue. See, and that's what the devil wants you them to think, is that they're settling the issue, but they're not settling anything. See, because they find you before you turn the corner. You know, with the satellites and the 5G and all that, we have got face recognition. My niece told me that from the time that you leave your house, and go around the corner, they have over 30 pictures of you. That's the times we're living in, Saints. That's the time we're living in. and you trying to be private, like you got secrets. Yeah, right. Look, with 5G, they know what you're doing in your house. Ain't nobody talking about that. With 5G, with Alexa, what's on my iPhone? What's her name? I talk to her every now and then, Alexa, okay? And all these other machines that hear you, even if you don't mention their name. I think Apple had to pay somebody. Glory be to God. They was listening to their conversations, recording conversations. Huh? Glory be to the living God. But beloved, amen, the fleshly weapons were never intended to defeat a spiritual foe. Spiritual adversaries must be fought with spiritual weapons. Okay, and this is the point that the Lord is trying to get over to with us, okay? It's not the person, okay? Now, okay, the person that ticked you off. All right? You know the person have a bad spirit, okay? But see, it's the spirit that's influencing that person. See, it's the devil that's influencing that person. It may be the devil that's possessing that person. It's never the person. See, but we want to fight the person. See, we ready to give somebody a black eye. But it's not the person, see? It's not a flesh and blood battle. See, that's where we're messing up, see? So now we're in court. We're in the courthouse. We're in the jailhouse. We're in the hospital. We're in the mental house. All of that because we're fighting a flesh and blood battle. I'm like, oh, they bite my dog. I'm going to bite their cat. Oh, they do that to me. Yeah, but watch what I do to them, see? And we go there, see, and we're messing up, and you're going to lose every time because you're not doing it God's way. See, this is a spiritual battle. You win over your enemies in the spirit. See, glory be to God. You win over Satan in the spirit. If you try to take the devil on outside the spirit, number one, you're not going to do it because Satan doesn't have a body right now. Oh, right now. Oh, glory. In the book of Isaiah, it says, amen, when we come to the end of this thing here, glory be to God, and we're quickly approaching it, the world, they're going to look at Satan and say, is this the man that deceived the world? Is he the man? Probably about, you know, 3 feet tall and about, you know, 75 pounds or something crazy. Amen. All right. Glory be to God. Amen. Beloved, this morning, amen, in our Bibles, in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. Amen. Glory be to God. And it reads like this. Verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And the real victory here is verse number 6, which we have to come back and get into this a little bit deeper. But verse 6 says, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Woo! I don't know. We may have to come back Sunday and talk about that part. We got to give you the conclusion of the whole matter.
Oh, glory. We got to give you the, amen, the total truth. Amen. We just know that our time is limited. Amen. Glory be to God. But here, beloved, amen, Paul tells us, amen, for though we walk in the flesh, we walk. When we look at that word walk, beloved, amen, that word walk is a compounded word in the Greek, which means to walk around or to habitually live and carry on in one territory. It is the picture of a person who has walked in one general path for so long that she can now almost walk that path blindfolded. See, you know the area. You know the area. Glory be to God. You put a blindfold on, I can still take you there. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. She knows the area well because she has habitually lived and functioned there. Glory be to the living God. So by using this word walk, beloved, what Paul is saying to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, he's making a very strong statement about his humanity. What Paul is saying here, beloved, is nearly everything I do in the flesh. I eat in the flesh. I sleep in the flesh. I think in the flesh. I study in the flesh. Everything I do is in the flesh. Everywhere I go, my flesh shows up. There's no place I can go and tell my flesh to stay home. Stay home till I get back. Glory be to God. Beloved, our life is primarily lived in this earthly realm. Although he was a spiritual man, and God knows, God knows, we are still reading, amen, Paul's writings. Paul is responsible for two-thirds of the New Testament, beloved, and we're still reading his writings. Every day, when you get into your word this morning, amen. So Paul definitely was a spiritual man, glory be to God, see. But he lived in a body made of flesh. We are spiritual beings, beloved. Glory be to God. Having an earthly experience. We are spiritual beings. So you are a spirit. You possess a soul and you live in a body. We'll break that down some more, amen, when we complete our series, as we complete our preparation for our series, amen, on that, amen. We're going to be breaking down the flesh, the spirit, and the soul, amen, in Jesus' name. Beloved, Paul knew that he was locked into his fleshly body and couldn't get out of it, nor could he trade it for another. I'm sure he would have taken that option if it had been available, because he had been brutally beaten. Paul had been terribly abused during the course of his ministry. The Bible tells us that his physical body, beloved, permanently bore the scars, the marks, the wounds, and the disfigurement of those beatings. See, Jesus wasn't the only one that was whipped. Write this down in your notebook this morning, glory be to God, and you can find it in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, amen. And verse number 23, let's just flip there real quick. Amen. Glory be to God. Verse number 23 says this. Are they ministers of Christ? This is Paul speaking. I speak as a fool. I am more. And labors more abundant. And stripes above measure. And prisons more frequent. And deaths often. Verse 24. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes save one. That's 39 stripes that Paul received 5 times. Wait a minute. Verse number 25, it says this. 3 times was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. 3 times I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day. I have been in the deep. Now, come on, saints. We're talking about physical whipping, physical. And let me tell you something. When he was beaten with those stripes, they just didn't take no iron web. Remember, sometimes some of us might know because our parents would go out there and pull the, you know, the little tree branch off the tree and, you know, whip out behind. Well, we turned out okay, didn't we? Just let me say this. We turned out okay, didn't we? But nowadays, they don't believe in whipping. They don't believe in whipping. But look at the monsters they're raising. When the Bible tells us, you may spare, when you spare the rod, you spoil the child. No, they don't believe in whipping now. Now, we know back then some of them whippings we received was borderline abuse. We know DHS would have been there in a minute, but we came out okay, didn't we? Now they don't give whippings, and we don't know what we're raising because we want to do it our way because, you know, it don't take all that. I said all that to say glory be to God, amen, and I remember some whippings with the belt and glory be to God, although I really tell you the truth, I didn't get too many whippings coming up. I probably needed a couple more. I really didn't get too many whippings, but I probably needed a couple more. But amen, a couple of my sisters, they can't say that. They can't say that. They know about that belt. They know about that leather strap. See, Paul probably wish he had it that easy. See, when they was beating Paul to kill Paul. Glory be to God. And this is what Paul experienced. Amen. We can also see this. Write this down in your Bible, beloved. Go to the book, write Galatians, amen, chapter number 6, amen. And let's just look at one verse this morning, amen. Glory be to God. Okay, let me go to it here. Galatians 6. And let us go on down to verse number 17. And it reads like this, from now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. Now, look, anybody bearing the marks of Jesus in their bodies? See, beloved, we don't even really know trials and tribulations, especially over here in the United States. We don't know. You know, we get a mosquito bite, and you know what I mean? And we, if a mosquito bite us, we say we under affliction. We have our brothers and sisters in other part of the world, beloved. They are dying as martyrs. They're dying as martyrs for Christ. We don't even know what suffering is over here in the United States of America. Paul did. Having a body free of scars and disfiguring wounds would have seemed like a terrific prospect to Paul. In addition to the beatings that he had endured, beloved, Paul was naturally a man of small stature. In fact, the name Paul means little one. Although he was an intellectual giant, he was highly educated, cultured, and even skillful in the political arena before he came to Christ. He did not have a striking physical appearance. He wouldn't be what, you know, the world would consider fine. Hey, he's fine, he's fine. Ooh, he's fine. Paul didn't fall into that category. Even historians record that he was a small and unimposing man. It seems that the appearance of Paul's body was even an issue in the Corinthian church. Those who were against his ministry and wanted to eliminate him, they used his physical appearance as a reason to discredit him. And so Paul responded to this, beloved, and he wrote, and we read it in 2 Corinthians 10:1, where Paul wrote and said, in presence, I am base among you. So this is Paul responding to them. Because his adversaries was judging him according to the flesh, he asked them, do ye look on things after the outward appearance? And we read that in verse 7. Finally, Paul actually quoted what they were saying about him. And we can read that in 2 Corinthians 10 and 10. And it says, for his letters, say they, were weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak. They were saying, the boy is heavy. Oh, this boy is heavy. Uh-huh, this boy is very intellectual, but he's just as puny as he all get out. But he don't look like nothing, no chump. See, that's what they were saying about Paul, and Paul responded to this. See, so it shows that Paul, in physical stature, Paul was, you know what I mean, you know, not somebody you would look at twice, you know. He was short, he was thin, and probably just not that, you know, not all that handsome according to the world standards. Notice that Paul never argues with them about the conditions of his body. In fact, it seems that he agrees with them, even stating when Paul says, I am base among you. Base, okay, base, you know, base, the low, you know, the low, you know what I mean? Step one, at the bottom, you know, on the low scale. But whereas some may have judged him according to the flesh, Paul's confidence was not in the flesh, but Paul's confidence was in the spirit. This is why he said to them in our scripture this morning, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Beloved, I think this message is important because we live in a day when people tend to judge themselves by the appearance of their bodies. If they are skinny, they feel good about themselves. But if they gain just a little bit of weight, they are tempted to think that they are ugly and disgusting. And because of modern movies and advertisements, people are continually inundated with thousands of subliminal messages that say, if you're not skinny and you for looking, you don't rate. And y'all know it's true. Glory be to God. Amazingly, beloved, even believers get caught up in judging themselves by their outward appearance. Now, although it's true that we should do what we can to stay in good shape physically. Now, we should. Now, that's not saying let yourself go. All right? Do your best to look your best. But, beloved, there are millions of people who are in great physical shape but couldn't win a spiritual battle if their lives depended on it. I mean, they got muscles everywhere. Tight. Glory be to God. Tight. How they look like that? And look, ain't nothing funny in me. Glory be to God. I'm like my mother, Pastor Westfield. She said, the only thing another woman can do for me is show me where to find a man. Ain't nothing funny in me. But sometimes I see some women walk by, I look twice and say, how they look like that? Where is it flat? It ain't got no stomach. This tight, that tight. Ooh, okay now with your bad self. And the men too. Ooh, y'all looking good. We have to give it to you. Y'all looking good. In the physical. But can't win a spiritual battle. Huh? Satan can send one of them baby demons up in there and have them running. And they're in good shape. Got them running up and down. Glory be to God. You see, beloved, physical muscles make you look good in the natural. But mere flesh and blood has no effect on the devil or the spiritual realm. Spiritual battles are not to be fought or won with flesh, because the flesh is no match for spiritual foes. This disadvantage of the flesh is the reason God has supplied spiritual weapons for the believers. Ephesians 6. We're preparing a study now on that whole chapter, especially when it talks about our spiritual warfare. And Paul was aware of the weakness, beloved, and the futility of his flesh. He knew that when it came to dealing with the devil, he had to turn his attention to the realm of the spirit, where supernatural assistance was available and spiritual weapons existed for him to use against the devil. He knew that was the only way he was going to win. He knew his greatest weapons did not lie in his mind. Paul had a look. I don't know if he was an Albert Einstein in the spirit. He probably was compared to an Albert Einstein, a genius. See, if the boy was around today, he probably would have like about, 10 earned doctorates. I mean, the boy was heavy. Now, you can't take that away from Paul. The boy was heavy, see? But even as heavy as he was, he knew that his greatest weapons did not lie in his mind. I believe it's said, and I've been searching, and I sort of agree with it, amen, and I'm going to do a little bit more research. Theologians say that Paul, amen, had every gift of the Spirit. You know how some of us have one gift or two? They said Paul had every one. Even so, beloved, amen, if he had all of them or if he had one of them, he knew that his greatest weapons, beloved, of glory, did not lie in his talents and his gifts. And he knew that his greatest weapons did not lie in his flesh. But Paul knew that his greatest weapons were in his spiritual weapons that exist in the realm of God's spirit. When we look in the book of Acts 19, beloved, you can read that, verse 14, and how much time we got? All right, okay, get this, okay, I got about another 5 minutes here. All right, I want to show you, okay, I'm going here, write it down, amen, go there today, amen, write it down in your books, amen, if you got time, if you're quick to draw, amen, come with me, amen. So we want to look at two verses here, Acts 19, verse 14, and it says this: seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. One day the evil spirit answered them, "Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?" When you read that verse there, beloved, look around in Acts 19, amen. Read the whole chapter. It's not that long, amen. And they were a group of exorcists, okay, going around casting out demons, casting out spirits. The devil's an imitator. See, the devil see you casting out a demon in somebody, see, so they're going to try to do the same thing. I don't know how the devil think he's going to cast out his own, amen, glory be to God. But the Bible says, beloved, amen, when you read this Acts 19, amen, it identifies them as the seven sons of a man named Sceva. Okay, his name was Sceva, and he had seven sons. And they attempted to cast an evil spirit out of a demon-possessed man. But when they commanded the evil spirit to come out of that man, as I just read to you, the spirit spoke to them. So you got to be careful who's talking to you. Anytime you hear a voice, it wasn't God. Yeah, well, I know it was God because God told me, God told you what? God told you what? I was talking with someone the other day, and look, we thank God for the vaccine, amen. It is a personal choice if you want to get the vaccine or not. for COVID. Amen. I was talking with someone and they regretted that they took the shot. So I'm sitting there and they want me to counsel with them now. I don't know what they wanted me to do, but you know, we do what we do. You know, you get out of the flesh, you get into the spirit. So I'm sitting there and I'm trying to talk to this person and counsel this person. They crying and confused and fear and all that. And they wish they hadn't taken the shot. So I said, wait a minute, hold it. I said, let's just back up. Did you pray before you took the shot? Did you pray? Did you ask? Yeah, I prayed. Okay, how did you pray? Okay, bottom line, I said, now, did you ask God, should I take the shot? Should I go and get the vaccine? Yeah, I did. I said, good. I said, now, what was God's answer? You know, they couldn't answer me because they didn't wait for one. They didn't wait to get an answer from God. They never got an answer from God. We ask God for stuff, and then we just run off with our own answer. Well, I don't even know why you bother talking to God if you're not going to wait to see what God's answer is. We was able to get a little peace with this situation. Amen. I had to use the scripture, amen, that if you take any deadly thing, it won't hurt you. I had to use whatever the Holy Spirit gave me to try to give some of this because you can't. I mean, you already got the shot. You got people that took it that regret it. You got people that didn't take it, say now they want it. I mean, who's talking to God? That's my question. My question is this. It's not even about a shot. Are you talking to God? And if you're talking to God, is God talking back to you? Now, that's the bottom line. Everything else don't even make a difference. I talk to God about it. See, people say that to get you out of their business. Yeah, well, God told me. God did. See, when people put God name in it, that automatically shuts you down. Okay? It's all right with me because I don't even want to be in your business. I'm only here because you brought me in. And evidently, God had something with me to say, something to say to you. See? So that's I could care less, but I got my own stuff to deal with. But the bottom line, beloved, in this day and time, glory be to God, is you talking to God, we get that. But is God talking to you? What did God tell you? Now, saints, amen, so this is what you need to do. Now, me personally, amen, God, amen. And I'm just throwing this out here. I don't even know why the God is leading me this way. Amen. And I'm not judging. Look, do what the Lord is telling you to do. Now, as far as Pastor Bradford, God ain't told me nothing yet. God ain't told me nothing. And did Pastor Bradford talk to God? Yes, she did. What did God say? Nothing. Well, guess what? It ain't going to be nothing either until he speaks. Okay, so now, let me close. All right, so they commanded the spirit. They hear you, God, the seven sons of Sceva, amen, trying to cast out a demon, the devil trying to cast out the devil, and the spirit spoke to them. The Bible says in the book of Romans, there's many voices out there, saints. Be careful the voices that you hear. Every time you hear a voice, it's not God. Because guess what? Even your flesh will speak to you. So here we got the demons talking. And this is what the demon said. The demon said, Jesus we know, and Paul we know. But who are you? Woo, God, I wish I had time. Let me move on. We know Jesus and we know old puny Paul. We know ugly Paul. We know little short skinny Paul. Huh? And you worried about how you look, but do the devil know your name? They was making fun of Paul and his height and his stature. Glory be to God, how he was heavy in the mind, but ugly in the physical. But Satan knew his name. and we are pretty and primpy and looking good and smelling good and got the weave tight and come on now and ironed and pressed. Come on now. But do Satan know your name? Think about it, beloved. That evil spirit knew who Jesus was, and that evil spirit knew who Paul was. Even though Paul lived in a small body that had been mercilessly beaten and abused, not only was it a small body, it was an abused body where he has been suffered and beaten for Christ. The boy's scars, glory be to God, hallelujah, all on him to show what he had been through. Paul was so powerful in the spiritual realm that hell knew his name. Beloved, the question today is, does hell know your name? Regardless of how you look in the physical. The physical is not what counts. Glory be to God. I've always been the type of person, never looked at, even when it came to the opposite sex and men and dating, I never judged them, glory be to God, about, you know, how tall they were and how fine they was and the color of their skin. I never judged them. I always tried to go for the heart. I always tried to see the inside of the person, see the real person, and glory be to God. Perhaps the limitations of Paul's flesh turned out to be in his advantage. Woo! Because he couldn't lean on his flesh. He had to learn how to function in the realm of the spirit. And that's the reason the evil spirits knew who he was. Beloved, let me say this to you this morning. See, this week we've been combining our spiritual warfare training with our teachings. Amen. So you're still getting the spiritual warfare, even though we haven't been together on the fourth Saturday, amen, in a minute, but you've still been getting it, amen, nevertheless. But that's exactly what you need to do as well. Yes, you may live in a fleshly body that has all kinds of limitations. But you can go forth with spiritual weapons to do warfare in the spirit. Regardless of what you look like in the natural realm, when I was growing up, my self-esteem was so low. I mean, my aunt just did it over. She just worked me over. She told me how big my nose was. I would go out and meet people and put my hands over my nose while I was talking to them. Little boys would come over, you know how they try to be your friends and stuff, and I'm sitting on the steps talking to the little boys and got my hands over my nose. Because my aunt told me my nose was so big. My aunt told me that my skin was so black I was blue. I mean, this all type of mean things. I don't know, maybe because she was sick, amen, she was handicapped. And so, although she wasn't handicapped at that moment, she became handicapped, so she's gone now, amen. But I don't know why she put all that mental abuse on me and had me believe in it, see? And I haven't even been delivered from that for so long, see? I was way up there. I think I was maybe almost 30, and I was walking down Ogun's Avenue one day, don't know where I was going, amen, at 72nd and Ogun's. It was a man sitting on the pavement. He was sitting out there on the pavement. I don't know what he was doing, and he just looked at me. He said, "Do you know that you are beautiful?" He said, "You are a beautiful black woman." I think that was the first time in my life I have ever heard that. And I was up in my close to 30. until things start turning around. And some days I laugh on when we get to our Praise Wednesday. Amen. Some mornings, and I'm getting ready, and I look in the mirror, and I say, "Ooh, thank you, Jesus. you did a pretty good job." Ooh, glory be to God. Beloved, regardless of what you look like in the spiritual realm, my point is this. You can be a holy terror to the devil in the spiritual realm. So reach out and take the loin belt of truth. Take the shoes of peace. Take the breastplate of righteousness. Take the shield of faith. Take the helmet of salvation. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And when you're clothed in the whole armor of God, beloved, you can win the victory over the kingdom of darkness every time. Didn't we tell you earlier that darkness cannot overcome light? Didn't we tell you that you win and Satan lose? Didn't we tell you that greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world? Then the Bible tells you that you're more than a conqueror and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But you can win, beloved, over the kingdom of darkness every time. Every time. Are you using your spiritual weapons today? Satan is defeated. Darkness is a spell. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Lord, we thank you. Lord, help us remember that real spiritual battles are fought and won in the spirit. We're so often tempted to focus on our physical appearance and the condition of our bodies. We even frequently judge ourselves by how physically in shape we are. But the fight we need to win isn't going to be won by our physical appearance. Yes, we want to be in good physical shape. And we ask you to help us achieve that goal. But please keep us from getting distracted by the less than pleasurable aspects of our physical body. Help us stay focused on the spiritual realm where the real battle is being waged. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says, amen, 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 and amen. That is the word of God on today. Amen. And God's word will never return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything, amen, that God has sent it forth to do. Amen. We pray that you have enjoyed the word. Amen. If you're a first timer with us, let us hear from you. Amen. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. lifewordjesus.org. Amen. While you are there, today is offering day. Amen. Here in our ministry. Amen. The gospel is free. Amen. But it takes money. Amen. To do ministry. Amen. We ask that you would talk to the Lord. We talked about talking to the Lord. Just talk to the Lord. Ask him, should you partner with this ministry? Amen. And let him give you an answer. Amen. And we ask him for your monthly partnership with us. Amen. Why? Because our expenses are monthly. Amen. Glory be to God that we might continue to take, amen, the gospel, amen, around the world. We're already around the world. Amen. But we want to continue. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So we ask you to sow into the word. Amen. Sow into the word. Amen. And you will reap 30, 60, and 100-fold. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. $LIFE, word Jesus. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038, 19038. Amen. And you spell million with two L's, M-I-L-L-I-O-N, but it's okay. Our bank is really, really, you know, they work with us. Amen. If you misspell the word million, we'll still be able to negotiate the check. Amen. And so thank you so much. And God bless you. Amen. I speak like that because I expect that. I'm not making jokes. I mean, y'all know I like to laugh because I have laughter on the inside. I can get up and laugh 3 a.m. because laughter is there, because Jesus is there. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. So I'm teaching and laughing and having a ball with the Holy Ghost. We just kicking it out over here. Amen. Glory be to God. That's how we do. But I'm not like joking when I say I'm expecting someone to sow millions of dollars in this ministry. I'm actually expecting it any day now, any day, and more than one. Amen. Why? Because it's that season. Amen. God know that we are wise stewards over the finances, and God has already given us a plan, and God has given us a vision, which we have already taken steps. We have already taken steps towards that. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Amen. We will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock noon. Amen. At 12 o'clock noon, we will not be there tonight. We will meet every other Friday night. So we will be there today at noon. And we ask that you would please come and join us. Amen. At the altar of prayer. And that telephone number is 385-799-9729. If I'm talking too fast, visit our website. Everything is there. Amen. At lifewordjesus.org. If you are a first-time visitor, please let us hear from you. Send us out an email. Amen. Let us know. We'll pray with you, pray for you. Amen. Glory be to God. If you need to give your life to Christ, we'll lead you to Christ. Just ask him, invite him in. Just invite him in right now. Accept Jesus Christ as Lord. Confess that Jesus is Lord. Open up your heart. Ask God to forgive you for your sins and invite Jesus to come in. Bam. Amen. Connect with us. We'll send you out some materials to help you to grow into your salvation. Amen. And we'll walk with you. Amen. Glory be to God. We'll be your pastors. Amen. And start there and see what else the Lord wants to do. All right, saints, it's going to be a good day. It's a day the Lord have made. Amen. Walk with Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Be a blessing. Amen. Be careful of the voices that you're listening to, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. And we already taught you on when you know God is speaking. Amen. And so go into our archives, pull up some of this good stuff, and we're putting together little manuals and stuff also to help you. Amen. Guidebooks and study books and guidebooks, stuff like that we are developing, amen, to help reinforce the word, amen, in your spirit. All right. It is my pleasure to have served you today. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it is going forth. Father God, as we go forth today, Father God, some of us will be going out, staying in, whatever we do today, Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, and premature death. We cancel, Father God. We ask you to cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity. Father God, these stray bullets that's going around, Father, it seems like the world is trigger happy. Father, we thank you for arresting this spirit. The Delta variant, Father God, that's on the rise, Father God. We ask that you would intervene in that, Father God. The pain, the sorrow, Father God, we pray for help today, and we thank you that help is available. Help us to receive it in Jesus' name. Help us to fight a good fight, a fight of faith today. Help us not to surrender easy, Father God. Help us to know that we are all of that because you live in us. Now we want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Meet us at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock. Bless the prayer warrior as she prays. In Jesus' name. We bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face to shine on you and to be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and to give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen.
Thanks,
amen.
Fight. Glory to the Lord.
Knowing it's a
fight. Can y'all just
fight.
Put your hands together like we down south
and
just go to church?
Unless you quit. Amen. Amen.
I feel like having old church today. Come on. Come on. In the name of Jesus.
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 We have.
We have.
Signing out. Amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.